Welcome to the Your Home Sold Guaranteed radio show, where you get advice you can trust, from the latest real estate trends to the best mortgage rates, from curb appeal to home warranty. This is the show that will help you save and make the most money when it comes to buying or selling your most valuable asset. Now, here's your host, broker and founder of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty of Florida, Rick Kendrick.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to Your Home Sold Guaranteed Radio Show. It's Rick Kendrick, and Carrie's with me again. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, happy Sunday.
Yeah, and it's a great day. It's beautiful out there. So January was pretty good. We're getting into March. So how things look, Carrie?
So, you know, we've been closely monitoring what's happening with inventory levels and whether or not the sales are starting to pick up pace, right? So last summer, we were dealing with the dramatic increase in interest rates, and that sort of basically pulled a lot of the buyers out of the market. So what ended up happening is our inventory levels started to rise. So we're just sort of monitoring, like, what's happening year to date. Is the sales pace picking up? And so far, it is not.
Mm-hmm. So we're kind of remaining level in our market then, is what you're saying?
So the inventory levels are rising.
Okay. So we're still at that, what, 5.5 month inventory level?
Yep, we're just under 6 months now.
Okay. But that normal is 6 months, correct?
Balanced market is considered 6 months.
Okay. So we'll say balanced market. Okay, sounds good. So what else you got? What other kind of numbers we got that we'd like to tell our listeners out there?
Well, because the inventory levels are creeping up, the list price to sales price ratio is going down, and our days of market is going up just a little bit as well.
Yeah. So buyers, that tells us that the sellers are eager to negotiate if you're qualified and ready to go, maybe offer you some buyer concessions. I think that's what I interpret it as being, right, Carrie?
Yeah, for sure. So we're kind of waiting to see, you know, how low the interest rates are going to go this year. For certain, if they continue on a downward trend, that will continue to spur some buyer activity and the sales will go up.
Yeah, we focus on this interest rate thing so much, right? And to me, that's the variable in this whole game of buying or selling, right? You can get the price you're looking for right now with some concessions, but the interest rate, it is what it is right now. You can probably get a different interest rate or get a lower interest rate during the summer months or down the road. And that's how I look at it, right, Carrie?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of creative financing options that are out there now. The lenders are offering some unique programs where sellers can contribute in the form of closing costs to allow for a buy down of your interest rate. So you can certainly get a very competitive interest rate. Some builders are offering special incentives as well. In some instances, you can get, you know, interest rates in the 3.5%, 4.5% range.
Yeah, new builders are offering those special rates to people who are looking to buy new builds, and it helps out. That brings up an interesting topic, I think, okay? The topic of our show this morning is Unlocking Paradise, your guide to buying a second home. Now, of all the places where you want to own a second home would be Florida, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
You know what's really amazing? Florida is the state with the largest amount of second homes. Did you know that, Carrie?
It makes sense. Everybody's dream, once they get into a situation financially when they can afford to purchase a second home. It's sunny. The weather is fantastic. It's a nice getaway during the winter months when you're dealing with snow and ice and the cold weather up north.
Yeah, about 14% of all homes are second homes in the state of Florida, which is pretty interesting because I think, you know, now what we really should be talking about is that if buyers are looking to move south or somewhere else, what they ought to be looking at is the procedure or parameters as far as purchasing a home, right, Carrie?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's not only going to be your personal retreat, right, but you also need to take into consideration where is it located. What are you going to be using it for? How long of a period do you intend to occupy the second home over the course of a year? So there are a lot of factors to consider for sure.
Yeah, I had one of our listeners who I've been talking to actually off and on this past year. And he's been thinking about maybe making a purchase down here or another place. I think he was thinking Park City. But I wanted to bring him on because he still had some questions. I wonder if we could get him on the line here. Serena, could you help us out with that? Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Rick?
Good, buddy. Hey, listen, we've been talking this week. I know you're down here in sunny South Florida, and you live in Nashville. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's the Nashville real estate market doing, by the way?
Nashville real estate's been interesting. It kind of leveled out a little bit after COVID. There was a really big boom, and it's kind of leveled out and kind of went down just a tad, but it's starting to peak back up. So yeah, it's looking good, actually.
Good. So I know you and Margaret are thinking about maybe making another purchase. Actually, you already own a second home. Where's that at?
In New Jersey.
Yeah. And the reason why you got that one is because that's closer to your family, right? Margaret and them, that's where she's originally from?
Correct.
Yeah. So how's that working out, your second home there in Jersey?
Good. I mean, it's working out for exactly what we want it for. We get to spend time with her family up there. She has two kids, and we have grandchildren. And so it gives us a time up there to spend with them. And, just a lot of new things get thrown at you when you own a second home that you're not really expecting, but, you know, you learn as you go along.
Yeah. So, Michael, you have some questions that you wanted to approach us with. You know, you're thinking about making that third purchase. What are some of the questions that you have on your mind that we could help you out with?
So, I guess I'm looking at two places, right? I'm looking in South Florida, and I'm looking in Park City, Utah. And I guess, how would I find out, or what would be the best way to gauge what appreciates more, what's the better value in the long run when I'm looking at these options?
Well, that's a good question, Michael. You know, Florida, it really does offer a lot, right? It offers the sunshine, the beaches, the ocean, all that. Park City, you know, offers a lot. You know, it is tourist oriented. It's got great skiing there. And I understand you were there a couple of weeks ago and got very intrigued by it. But, you know, when you really look at, you know, the appreciated value of those two areas, really you're in the top 10. When you look at, let's say, Florida, it's ranked probably number one as far as the top appreciation year to date. Value of homes are going up tremendously in Florida, but also in Park City. Now, what Park City, do you know what county that's in?
I want to say it's Summit County.
Yeah. So lucky you, bing, 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 bing. You're in the top 10 as far as appreciation is concerned, as far as markets are concerned. So you're looking at two great markets there. I think probably the number one thing that I really think you ought to think about is what is good for you in market as far as the type of place that you want and accommodations and the area that shoots, right? So with Park City, I know you were looking at it near snow where you ski, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's very hard for me to talk about snow, quite honestly, because because I talk about sand here as opposed to snow. But, have you found an agent up there?
I haven't. In fact, that was going to be my next question. What would be a good approach if I don't have an agent? I don't know the area. I don't know many people. What's the best approach to find somebody that's really going to be a good agent?
That is the big question, because really, you know, a lot of people say I can get out there and just help myself out and do what I can. Pretty much do my own homework. But I'm going to be honest with you, Michael. Local knowledge is the key here. Okay. Having local knowledge, an agent that knows what they're doing, is a big, big key factor here, because they not only are able to guide you to the type of house you're looking for. So what I would do is what you did with me. You interviewed me. You talked to me. We did get a detailed description of what you're looking for. And I started searching out for a house for you here. Still didn't meet the criteria that you were looking for. But anybody that's looking to move, I would say one of the big factors is finding that right agent that you feel comfortable with, that will sit down with you, kind of go over the details of exactly what you're looking for. So does that make sense to you, Michael?
Yeah.
Michael, you know, another thing that I think probably you ought to be looking at is financing, okay? Have you found a lender yet?
I have not.
Okay. So another thing that I would consider, other than going to your financial advisor, making sure that financially it makes sense to you and Margaret that you do this, right? But on top of that, make sure that you find a lender that can help navigate you through the process of finding the right funding for that particular home that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it, you can maybe pull money out of your current primary resident, right, Carrie?
Mm-hmm. At the Nashville home, sure.
Yeah, out of the Nashville house, you can pull money out of that. There are situations that a lender can offer you, since it's a second or third home, that normally is not available to situations where if it's a primary resident. Right, Carrie?
For sure, yeah. I think that a lender would give you, you know, a nice selection of options for you, right? So, you know, taking money, borrowing money against a retirement fund would be perhaps another way to get financing. But I think that, you know, you might be surprised. I mean, you may be able to find a lender who will give you, you know, not necessarily the 20% that you would think that you would need. Maybe you would only need 10% down, so that could make it a lot more financially advantageous, a lot easier as well.
I think there's a lot of things that you need to be doing your homework on as far as that's concerned. But before we do that, what I'd like to do is kind of get into the second part of this. Can you stay on the phone with us, Michael?
Sure.
Okay. Just to let you know, we love the opportunity to deal with buyers and sellers every day. We are out there talking to them, finding out what they're up to and what they're looking to do. If you are thinking about maybe making a move, we'd be happy to sit down with you and kind of talk to you. If you're thinking about maybe putting your place on the market, you come out, do a detailed market evaluation on your property, give you some tips of what to do and what not to do, but more importantly, tell you exactly what your closing costs are going to do. So we're going to get back with Michael in the second half. This is Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Rick Kendrick. We'll be right back.
To schedule an appointment with Rick Kendrick to help you buy or sell your home, call 561-901-3333 or go to rickhasthebuyers.com. Rick will be right back with more of the Your Home Sold Guaranteed Radio Show here on News Talk 850 WFTL.
So you finally decided you want to sell your home, but you're not sure which realtor to use? May I suggest you call my friend Rick Kendrick from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty of Florida. Hi, it's Jennifer. First, he guarantees to sell your home at a price and a timeline that you agree to, or he'll buy it for cash. Plus, he can make you an immediate cash offer. Just text him your address to 561-901-3333, and you'll receive three competing offers instantly. Here's a great success story of another Rick Kendrick happy return client. Now, over the years, Jody has purchased and sold two homes with the Rick Kendrick team. So when it came time to sell her Loxahatchee home, of course, Jody called Rick. After only 16 days on the market, her home sold for 100% of the asking price, helping Jody to achieve a profit of $139,000 in a very short time. It's just one more success story to give you proof that Rick Kendrick's the only agent you should call. 561-901-3333 or rickhasthebuyers.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Rosemary, branch manager at Cross Country Mortgage in Boca Raton. If you're deciding which lender to trust, whether you're purchasing or refinancing, I would love the opportunity to work with you. Over my 20-year career, I've helped close to 10,000 families buy or refinance the place they call home. Despite what you're hearing about interest rates, you might be surprised at what we can do for you. Let's talk. Call or text me at 954-312-3104 or visit rosemarymortgageteam.com.
If you're ready to buy or sell your home and would like to schedule an appointment with Rick, call 561-901-3333 or go to rickhasthebuyers.com. Now, back to the Your Home Sold Guaranteed Radio Show and your host, Rick Kendrick.
Okay, man. Welcome back, Michael. I appreciate you staying on the line here. The other things I want you to kind of look at, Michael, when you're looking at making that purchase is I would look at things like your insurance costs, you know, your utilities, comparing them to from Florida to Park City. Also, the state and local taxes that are involved. Weren't you doing that already, kind of?
Yeah, I've been evaluating taxes such as, you know, property taxes, income tax, where am I going to select my primary resident, and that sort of stuff. I've been evaluating that some.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty important. In the state of Florida, Carrie, what is it when they consider to be a permanent resident?
When you homestead your property?
Yeah. They got to be living here at least 180 days. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Six months out of the year.
Yeah. So I don't know what it's like in Park City or even in Nashville, but sometimes there's an advantage for you to have a permanent resident, whatever those houses are that you have, and saving some money there. But also, Michael, I would consider looking at your local ordinances that are attached. You know, when you talk about Florida and you talk about, let's say, Park City in particular, VRBOs are big. I don't know if are you thinking about maybe renting it out when you're not using it?
Yeah, that would be the intention, I think. We would spend summers in the third home, and then our winters, rather, in the third home, either in Florida or Park City, and then use the summer months to maybe generate some income.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And actually, you know, generating that income helps pay for the bill on that third place. And I understand Park City's pretty nice. You know, I've been there a couple times, but I can't talk about the local part of it. You know, Michael, just to let you know, if you haven't found an agent there yet, you know, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is across the United States and Canada. We'd be happy to refer you to one of our far expert agents out in that area, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maintenance costs on this property on a monthly basis, okay? What it costs, okay, to maintain that property? Are you going to be in a gated community or not? Or is it going to be a standalone house, or is this going to be in a situation where you're going to have HOAs? Have you looked into any of that?
A little bit, because I think it's important, especially when it's not a home that you're in all year long, that you have something there that's going to take care of it. So stuff like HOAs or possibly getting some sort of a lawn service or something like that to help maintain it is definitely something that I've been looking into and something that needs to be considered.
You know, when you compare insurance here in Florida to probably Park City, I would bet you more than likely the insurance here in Florida would probably be a little bit more expensive, but depends what, you know, what you want to do in Florida. You and I have been kind of dealing, going back and forth, looking at Florida. What attracted you to Florida the most?
Well, Florida's always kind of been a thing in the back of my mind because it's so nice here in the winter, especially to get away from New Jersey and Nashville is actually beginning harsher winters as time goes on. So really just to get away from the harsh winters and have a little bit better climate for those months so we can enjoy them and do outdoor stuff like we like to do.
Well, having that local knowledge is going to be key in finding that right place. Michael, so talk to your financial advisor first. Okay. Get the details of exactly what your advantages are on owning that place. It's really great that you are starting to diversify a little bit in real estate. Park City, again, is one of the top 10 markets, but Florida is still number one, my friend, as far as appreciation. So those things add a lot to that. So I would talk to your financial advisor, get his advice on it, make sure all your bases are covered there. Because after you make that purchase, my friend, it's all yours, right? But I would say the second thing is find that agent who has the ability to show you around. You know, some agents, if they get the details of what you're looking for, they will be able to do a FaceTime with you of a particular house they like. So when you go there, when are you going there? At the end of this month, right?
Yeah, end of March.
Yeah. So when you get there and you get off the plane, you guys will be able to go out and start looking at houses right away. Have the houses already picked out, so you won't be spending a lot of time looking at houses that don't match your criteria. You're going to be seeing houses that you want so you can get back out there on the slopes. And I'm sure that's the main thing that you're looking at right now, right?
That is it. That is the goal. Slope.
So anyway, that's really great. And, we continue to go look at homes, and I'm hoping I can score one before Park City, but you never know. You know, it's what you and Margaret are looking for. That's the main thing. Number three, I would say very, very important, is talk to your lender, okay? I have a lender. It's Eric Rosemary with Cross Country Mortgage. He'd be happy to go over in detail exactly how it would look, okay, on paper, what your interest rates would be and what you have to be putting down. And on top of that, kind of give you some avenues of expertise as far as funding is concerned. Carrie, when you talk about, Eric offers a lot of opportunities as far as funding for second and third homes, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I think the great thing about Eric is he is extremely knowledgeable in the business. He's been doing it for 20, 30 years. And he has the ability to run the numbers in his head, and he will be able to certainly sit down with you and put together a nice loan package that would work for both of you.
Okay, so those are the top three things. Then I would say, look at your maintenance costs on that property. Make sure those utilities cost that you have that, grind in there on paper. Your insurance costs, compare the two between Florida and here, and your taxes and the local ordinance there. A lot of places in Florida, you can't rent them for at least a year or 2 years. And they certainly, a lot of places don't offer VRBO. So those are the things that you want to kind of watch out for. Any other final questions that you might have, Mike, that I can help you out with?
I just wanted to mention in particular, just working with you, I think one of the things is me being unfamiliar or not as familiar with South Florida as you are. When I was looking for locations, like, you just understood the neighborhoods and the locations better than I would have. So I could find the neighborhoods and communities that really fit what I was looking for. And that was very helpful.
I got to say, really having local knowledge is a big thing here. And I really think that we can help you and Margaret out. I want you to be happy in the long run. And that's what I look at. I hope I've helped you out. Carrie and I really want you and Margaret to be successful in that, you know, in that decision-making process. You know as well as I do, wherever you are, you know, if you're going to be purchasing here or in Park City, you can come to me. If you need a lender, we can get you in contact with Eric Rosemary with Cross Country Mortgage. Hey, listen, thanks for coming online. Go back out to the beach and enjoy yourself. Talk to you later.
All right, appreciate it, Eric.
Okay, after the break, let's talk about our featured listing of the week. And then also we're going to talk about our cash offer programs. This is Rick Kendrick with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. I'll be right back.
To schedule an appointment with Rick Kendrick to help you buy or sell your home, call 561-901-3333 or go to rickhasthebuyers.com. Rick will be right back with more of the Your Home Sold Guaranteed Radio Show here on News Talk 850 WFTL.
So you're thinking about selling your home? This is why I tell you, you need to talk to my friend, Rick Kendrick, from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty of Florida. Now, not only can he get you cash offers, but he can get you three cash offers.
So Jennifer, what we were doing before was offering a traditional offer. We were putting it on the market. It would stay on the market for 30 or 60 days. Now we can offer you an immediate cash offer. In fact, we can offer you at least three cash offers today in 3 weeks. We want to give certainty to every seller out there. If they're serious about selling, we can get you out of that house in 3 to 4 weeks. We can do a traditional route, or we can get you cash. You throw us the keys and you're out the door. Or if you need to stay in that house, we'll give you cash in 3 weeks and you can stay there and lease it back from us. Or the ultimate is you do a cash offer and then we put it back up on the market to see if you can get more money for it. We're looking for certainty, convenience, and an opportunity to make the most amount of money for your house.
561-901-3333 or visit rickhasthebuyers.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Rosemary, branch manager at Cross Country Mortgage in Boca Raton. If you're deciding which lender to trust, whether you're purchasing or refinancing, I would love the opportunity to work with you. Over my 20-year career, I've helped close to 10,000 families buy or refinance the place they call home. Despite what you're hearing about interest rates, you might be surprised at what we can do for you. Let's talk. Call or text me at 954-312-3104 or visit rosemarymortgageteam.com.
If you're ready to buy or sell your home and would like to schedule an appointment with Rick, call 561-901-3333 or go to rickhasthebuyers.com. Now, back to the Your Home Sold Guaranteed Radio Show and your host, Rick Kendrick.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. In our final segment, we're going to be highlighting one of our feature listings of the week. And this one, again, is our greatest one, I think. It's really, really good. It's in Journey's Inn. It's a five-bedroom, three-bath, on a corner lot, all right, with a gorgeous pool in the back, right, and a nice outside kitchen, cabana area on the side, over 3,400 square feet. And I'm telling you, folks, this one is in the heart of the area, really close to the airport, has a great clubhouse, and has pickleball, tennis courts, has a lot to offer. It's priced at $975. Carrie, so, you know, when we talk about that particular property at Journey's Inn, that attracts a lot of people, I believe, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. The size of the home is great. It's got the nice private backyard with the amazing pool. They've done a beautiful job out there. It also has a three-car garage.
It's got a hot tub, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it sure does. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got an exercise room in the house, too.
That's right, it does.
Yeah. It's really a gorgeous home. You guys got to see this. And if you are interested in taking a look at this, it meets your criteria, give me a call at 561-901-3333. That's 561-901-3333 or rickhasthebuyers.com, and I'd be happy, more than happy, to show you the house. So, hey, Carrie, let's talk a little bit about our multiple cash offer platform. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so we get a lot of questions from folks who are interested in receiving cash offers on their home. So basically, the way it works is you just provide us your address, which you can text Rick your address to 561-901-3333, and we can input it into the system, and it will, within minutes, actually split out several cash offers on your property.
That's right. So we can give you at least three offers. One offer is, if you're acceptable to that offer price, you throw us the keys and you're out the door. You're gone. You're on to your new place. The second thing is that you can get a cash offer and lease it back. A lot of people who are building homes, this is ideal for them. So this is a situation where you're able to get your money up front, put that money towards your new home, get that started in building, lease it back, and when your home is ready, boom, you're gone. And finally, is the one that I think is pretty cool too, is that we will go ahead and make you a cash offer, and then on top of that, once we give you that cash offer and you accept that a cash offer, we're going to go ahead and put it back on the market, see if we can get more money. And if we get more money on that house than what we paid you, we'll give you that money. So no matter how you look at it, you can't lose on this, right, Carrie?
Exactly.
Pretty straightforward. I have 65 different type of institutional people who are looking to make a purchase of a home and offer you cash. It's for the people out there that have probably a lot of equity in their house. They do not want people walking through the house, right, Carrie?
Right.
Yeah, they don't want them walking through the house. They just want to get it and go. So we can offer that to you. Also, if you guys are looking at these cash offers and they're not exactly where you want them to be, just to let you know, okay, we can go the traditional route. We can come out, take a look at your property, give you an idea of exactly what we think we could sell it for. And it might be something that you might even consider doing, something like that. Right, Carrie?
Yeah. So, you know, these are investors who are purchasing your home. If you find yourself a little bit disappointed in what their offers are, Rick can come out and provide them with photos, right? Take a look at the interior condition of your home. And we can, on occasion, go back and negotiate with the investors and get a little bit more money if you need to net more in order to go through with a sale.
Well, any way you look at it, we're here. We're going to give you a definite direction which way you can go. So thank you for taking time to listen to me today. This is Rick Kendrick, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, serving the southeast coast of Florida. And our network extends across the country and Canada. You can call me or text me at 561-901-3333. That's 561-901-3333. Or you can contact me at rickhasthebuyers.com. We look forward to next week. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. at 850 WFTL News Talk Radio.
You've been listening to the Your Home Sold Guaranteed Radio Show with broker owner Rick Kendrick. Heard every Sunday morning here on News Talk 850 WFTL. Rick's company name is his promise, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. To speak directly to Rick about buying or selling your home, call now to schedule an appointment, 561-901-3333, or visit rickhasthebuyers.com. And mark your calendar to join Rick again next week at the same time for the Your Home Sold Guaranteed Radio Show here on News Talk 850 WFTL.